It is election day, and we should know the outcome of state, national, and local races tonight, maybe early tomorrow morning. To talk about the Arkansas political landscape, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business sat down with Clint Reed, Republican strategist with Impact Management Group in Little Rock, and Robert McClarty, Democratic strategist with the Markham Group, also of Little Rock. They're both running statewide races for a variety of legislative candidates.
Let's start with the easy stuff, and let's work our way down. Obviously, in this year's elections in Arkansas, the presidential race is going to be decided, I would say, maybe by about 9:01 in terms of where Arkansas's electoral votes are going to go. Mitt Romney has a big lead over Barack Obama in the polling data that you guys have looked at and that I've looked at. Interesting to me, though, Obama means a lot to both parties in this cycle. Let's start first with the Republicans. And what does Obama mean for the Republican message?
Well, I've told all of our clients that we've been involved with that if we're going to do a mail piece or a radio spot, we're going to mention Barack Obama. We're going to talk about national politics. I think Robert will tell you, on the other hand, he's going to talk about Mike Beebe and Mark Pryor and all these good conservative Democrats, as they'd like to tell you. It's all about Barack Obama all the time. If you look around these districts, state house, state senate, the higher the approval number that Barack Obama has, the better their legislative candidates will do. You're not seeing Barack Obama numbers very high in many of these legislative districts. I think Tuesday could really be a tsunami, depending on how the intensity actually unfolds on the ground on Election Day.
We'll come back to that tsunami statement there in a second. But let's talk about how important Obama is to the Democratic base, because it is important to get Democratic voters out there. How are you using Obama advantageously for Democratic candidates, and how are you positioning your candidates against some of the attacks that are coming from the Republicans on that?
Well, I mean, it's no surprise that the president's numbers here in Arkansas are not very good. So it is a fine balance. It's a very hard line to walk. But among the base, sure, he's still popular, and we're trying to get that message out to where it works. And in 2008, the younger voters really responded well, and the energy created there could help turnout numbers. So, you know, this race is not about what's happening in Washington, D.C. And I know Clint, my good friend here, has tried to make it about that. It's about what's happening in Little Rock. It's about what we're doing in Little Rock that's working. It's not about what's working in Washington or what's not working. And that's been kind of our point through this whole campaign, is to get that message out and make it about Arkansas and not about Washington, D.C.
And Governor Beebe is central to that campaign message for Democrats in Arkansas. Tell me how you guys are utilizing the Beebe agenda, the Beebe message.
Sure. I mean, the governor has a great record to stand on here. He's very well-liked, and Clint, I think everybody can see that in their poll numbers. But it's not necessarily just about putting Beebe's name on a mail piece or a TV ad. It's more about the message that the governor's worked on: created new jobs, balanced the budget, kept us out of this financial hole that a lot of the other states around the country are seeing. So I think people respect what he's done, and I think the team that have been working with him, which in this case has been a Democratic majority, they kind of like what's going on in Little Rock, and we're trying to remind them of that message.
And you're seeing the Beebe message out there, too. Are you guys trying to play off of that, or are you trying to defend against that?
No, we come back to, do you feel like you're better off today than you were 4 years ago when Barack Obama became president? It's a very simple message, and most of the people that will go to the polls and vote on Tuesday will be people that are going to vote for Mitt Romney against Barack Obama. In 2010, we saw a very small number of ticket splitters, people that just started voting Republican and it just went down the ballot. To me, the big unknown is, does that trend continue? What we're seeing in our polling, we did a lot of polling last night, I think that the non-ticket splitters will show up, and I think it's going to be a big night for Republicans.
To both of you, is the Obama message more powerful than the Beebe message?
Well, you know, we think it's the Beebe message. We've said that all along. We looked at numbers back in the spring and saw where his numbers were really strong, and that was the play that we were going to make. Not only just his name, but his message. Make it about Arkansas. Make it about what's happening here on the ground, which in 2010, to be fair, we didn't do a good job of. And this time we felt like we needed to get out and make that message known from day one, and we feel like we've carried that message.
Obama more powerful than Beebe?
Absolutely. The intensity that we're seeing, and if you look at the early vote numbers, if you look at where the early votes are coming from, the precincts around this state in which people live that are going to early vote, about a 4% difference between where we were in 08 and where we are now, which tells me Republicans are as energized as they were in 2010. This election's all about Barack Obama. I will give Robert and the Democrats credit. They've done a better job in 2012 than they did in 2010. Some of these races are going to be close, i.e., if you look at Linda Tyler versus Jason Rapert, Alan Kerr versus Barbara Gray, these are very local races, but it's about turnout. I mean, Robert and I were visiting off camera. We'll tell you, hey, we both knew early on that this was going to be these were going to be turnout races. We've seen Robert's group out with clipboards. Our groups have been out with clipboards. Those races will be close.
So on these races, can we say that when we look at the outcome of the race after Tuesday night's returns come in, who had the better turnout? Who had the better campaign apparatus for doing that?
Well, I think so. I mean, in a lot of cases, it's like Clint just mentioned, it's going to be about turnout. It's about identifying who your voters are and getting them out. I mean, that's the old-fashioned saying in campaigns, but in this case, I think it really is true. And, you know, in the statewide polls, I'm giving Clint and everybody credit that Republicans are beating us. I get that. But this race is about individual races. This overall campaign season are about individual races and about getting your voters out. It's not about a statewide turnout. It's about winning in those selective races.
Agree.
Fair point. Wouldn't disagree for the most part, but if you look at the intensity and what is driving the intensity, it's the unpopularity of Barack Obama, plain and simple.
2010 was a tsunami year for Republicans, huge leaps and gains at the local level. Is this 2012 going to be another one of these tidal wave years? Is it a paradigm shift, as you've talked about in the past, or do you think it is a pendulum swing?
To me, Arkansas has been moving in a Republican direction primarily for one reason, and it's more demography than it is politics. If you look at the population shifts from southeast and eastern Arkansas to northwest and the collar counties in and around Pulaski County, you're seeing a more Republican voter. I believe that 2012 will be the solidification of that. I think we're looking at a healthy two-party system moving forward. Is it as big of a tsunami as it was in 2010? I think we'll know on Tuesday. My gut feeling is yes, but is it a paradigm shift? I think it's a demographic shift, but I still think we're tinkering on the edges. I really do.
Pendulum swing, paradigm shift.
Well, you know, look, in August, everybody thought the Razorbacks were going to go play for the national championship or go to the Cotton Bowl, and the Cotton Bowl at the point was a disappointment. So, I mean, that's why we play the game. That's why we have elections. There's a lot of polls going out there right now, some that we're seeing that give us a lot of good hope and some that Clint's seeing that give him a huge shift. So let's just get through the election and see where the ground games come in and see where the chips fall.
Democrats have done a good job this election cycle of digging through their opposition research, which they paid a pretty penny for, and utilizing that in some very tailored ways against Republican candidates. Do you think that has been effective?
You know, I think it's effective in a way that people need to know where other candidates have been in their, you know, in some of their votes and some of their back home deals. And I think it's not that it's been a negative campaign in that sense. It's just more bringing that out. And I think voters need to, it's, you know, you're making a pretty big choice here. You need to know about everybody's background, and I don't think that hurts.
Tell me you disagree with that.
At the end of the day, negative campaigns work. They truly do. People say they deplore them, they hate them, they don't want to see any more negative ads. But at the end of the day, people vote on two things, hope and fear. Put enough fear in people's minds to vote against someone, they will. I think Republicans have done a good job of countering the $250,000 that they've spent on opposition research. At the end of the day, is it about some of the local, what I call nitpicky issues that I think the Democrats have thrown at some of these races? Or is it about, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? I think that's what people are going to vote on Tuesday when they go to the polls.
I was just going to say, better off than 4 years ago. And in Arkansas, we can say we were in a good spot. We were in a good spot 4 years ago, and we're in a real good spot today.
I took a bet with someone earlier this week that basically said they thought the Republicans were going to take the House. They said 63 in the House. They said 22 in the Senate. I said, I'll take the under on that, meaning that they won't get 63 or 22 and that the Democrats could hold. I'm hedging my bets on everything. Did I make a good bet?
I'll throw some numbers out. I think Republicans get to 23 in the Senate. I think we bust 60 in the House. I think the environment is collapsing for Democrats, primarily due to independents breaking with the Republican brand. Not anything to do with Mike Beebe, all to do with Barack Obama. At the end of the day, I think Tuesday is going to be a really big night for Republicans.
Democrats hold the Senate, Democrats hold the House?
I think so. I think it's going to be really close. I think there's about four races in the Senate that's going to determine that. I think there's about seven in the House. So, I mean, again, it's back to individual races, individual candidates with their message that works. So I think if that message comes out in those ground games, get everybody out to vote, I think you might be surprised, and I would definitely go on the under, but I think the Democrats hold both the House and the Senate.
All right, we're going to make our own bet here today. This is what it's going to be. If the Democrats hold you're buying the all three of us lunch. If the Republicans win both houses, you're buying everybody lunch. And if they split, I'll buy both of y'all lunch. How about that?
I'll take it.
Robbie Brock from our content partner Talk Business sat down with Clint Reed, Republican strategist with Impact Management Group in Little Rock, and Robert McLarty, Democratic strategist with the Markham Group, also of Little Rock. They're both running statewide races for a variety of legislative candidates. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon Communications store near you or online at vzw.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at cegpartners.com.
President Barack Obama and Republican nominee Mitt Romney have been visiting many battleground states in their final weeks of campaigning.
Thank you, Virginia.
Hello, Colorado.
Thank you, Iowa.
Hello, Ohio.
The race for the White House is coming to an end. I'm Melissa Block. Join us tonight for results and analysis all evening long. Special coverage of election night from NPR News.
NPR's election coverage begins tonight at 8 on KUAF.